When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Today's show is brought to you by FanDuel. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1 week trial. Just $4.99 a month for your all access pass. Playing now on FanDuel is Wake in Fright, a psychological thriller. It follows a young school teacher who descends into personal moral degradation after finding himself stranded in a brutal, menacing town in outback Australia.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the FanDuel Video Podcast. I'm your host, Tooman. I'm missing my co-host, Chris Kelly, but our amazing executive producer, Bryn, is here. What's up, Bryn?
Yeah, I'm here. Super excited to represent my Asian folks. We've got an Asian guy on the screen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's welcome to the show. Welcome, Anthony Diaz. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Nice to see you guys.
So you're in the Philippines right now, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I just finished my quarantining. So that's why I'm just out on the set right now, right next to the set. So I'm here about to shoot the film in end of the month.
Oh, congratulations. Nice. Do you live in the Philippines full time or are you just there part time?
No, just for this film.
Yeah, oh,
just
okay.
For this film shooting. Yeah. I'm usually out in Vegas.
Nice. Well, we're going to talk about a different film because I have no idea what you're shooting right now, but I want to talk about Way of the Cross. Congrats on your film, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man.
In your own words, tell us what Way of the Cross is about, because it's now available on FanDuel.
Nice.
Yes. Great. Thank you. So Way of the Cross was conceived years ago. I think maybe five, six years ago. But me and my father were just thinking because we were just wondering. My dad comes from a Catholic background and he really wanted to. And, you know, here in the Philippines, it's very a Catholic nation here. So my dad basically said, what if we had a serial killer? It's no spoilers, by the way, but he just said, what if there was a serial killer that actually killed based on the Stations of the Cross? And that was his MO. And it's about, and your character, my character, is a half Filipino, half American that comes back into the Philippines to reconnect with his heritage, but at the same time gets caught in the middle of this.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What the heck, Anthony?
No, it's good. I think what happened was on another call, someone was trying to call me just now, and it had completely cut off, so I just put on Do Not Disturb or something. I was like, not excited. I know, man. You know what they're doing? I think people don't want me. This film is controversial, so they're like, you know, we got to cut it off now. I think the people online are trying to not make me put this movie out right now. You know, they don't want people to
look. I know you've done interviews with the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, but this is more important.
Yeah. I know. No, for real, man. You guys, I'm here right now, man. So sorry about that.
No problem. Well, let's
sorry,
keep going.
Sorry, I got cut off.
No problem at all. Let's keep going with the interview. How was you started touching on how the idea was born, and you said your dad, Catholic, like, go back to that.
So my dad was actually the one, since me and my dad co-wrote the film, but he was the one that conceived the story, because he grew up an altar boy, a Catholic altar boy, because Way of the Cross deals with Catholicism and basically what we put a spin on the Catholicism religion. But because we came here in the Philippines to film, because Philippines is a very big Catholic nation, Catholic, Christian, Catholic nation. So we really wanted to put a spin on like the murder mystery. Basically, we're like, okay, let's see if, like, what if we had a serial killer that actually killed based on the Stations of the Cross? And there's, you know, and we said, what if your character was a, because I'm half Filipino. He's like, what if your character came from America to the Philippines to reconnect with his heritage, but also gets mixed up in those killings? So my dad was the one that kind of, my dad comes up with these crazy stories, man. And I'm sometimes just along with the journey, helping him co-write and finding like avenues to go. But my dad's the one that has, he has stuff up there, man.
I see. Well, was the 95% of the film shot in the Philippines?
Correct. Yeah.
And how is it shooting a movie in the Philippines? Is there, like, is it difficult? Do you get tax breaks? Do you have to get permits? How's that work?
A lot less regulation on that, or?
Yeah, actually, there is, like, unless you know somebody, that you can get a lot of, you can get away with a lot of things here in terms of, like, you know, having, like, we needed a street closed down, for example. We were some cops through our connections with our line producers and everything that let us, you know, close down the street. So, you know, the thing with the Philippines, it's really, they're really a great place for, I don't know, like, to where people actually want to make movies. It's like whenever we say we're going to come film in your town, they're like, oh my God, our town's going to be, you know, like in a movie like this. No one sees our town. So that's why the town we picked was in Sinaloan, Philippines. And they were just really welcomed us with open arms, because it's like, it's a rural town in the mountains. So like no one really uses them as a backdrop for a movie. So we explained them the pitch of the movie. They had a beautiful church. I'm sure you saw Human in the movie.
I did, yeah.
We were just like, we want to showcase this city. We want to showcase this little province town in the Philippines. And they welcomed us with open arms. So it was great.
Was there now that the movie's done, is there anything you would have done differently? Because we all know hindsight's 20/20, but is there anything that you would have done different?
If I were to say one thing done different, I think it would be the scheduling. We shot this movie, honestly, in 18 days. That was we shot this whole movie in 18 days, but we were working sometimes 24 hours a day. But the reason why is we were condensing a lot of the scheduling, and because we didn't have a lot of time to shoot too, I think the scheduling would have been a little bit different, but Sinaloa always gave us a specific amount of time to shoot there too. That's why we were trying to figure out things. But other than that, it was a great experience. But yeah, just the scheduling, I think, would have been a little bit better.
Am I allowed to ask what the budget was for the film?
Sure. I don't have that information, though. I don't want to hear the money stuff. My dad's a businessman, dude. Sure. So
I'm allowed to ask, but you don't have the answer, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good. after people watch Way of the
that
Cross.
Was the best dodge ever.
I know, right? Yeah, yeah. Ask anything you want.
Because
I won't know the answer to it.
If I give a number and then everybody's like, that wasn't the right. I was like, I'm sorry. I just ruined it. It's going to be printed everywhere. So I'd rather just not say until we get the right person to say the number.
Right. And what do you want people to walk away with after watching Way of the Cross?
You know, man, I've been asked that question. 5 years, like a lot of times when people were reading the script, and it changes varyingly. But like when you see when people watch the film, it's just I want them to see, like, even through religion or even through, because a lot of the topics I do make movies on, it's very controversial or like very where you people start a conversation after they leave. And this one, I guess, was when people watch it, it's like, okay, you might believe in religion here, but people that don't believe in religion here, it's like, what when two sides of the you know, at the end of the spectrum actually come together. What do see people use religion to kill people, and other people don't believe in religion because there's actually killings happening. So I don't know, Human. That's like, I have to think about that, but I think I want people to come away with this hope that no matter what happens, whether you're religious or not, that there's still a lining of hope that guides people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's end the interview the way we began it, which is Way of the Cross is done. It's in the can. It's available on Fandor. What the heck are you shooting right now?
So, yeah, I'm actually shooting another movie. It's called Visitor. And this one actually deals with what happened. I'm not sure if you guys saw on the news. It was all over the news back in 2016. When we actually filmed Way of the Cross, there was a big religious battle between, it's called the Battle of Morawi, where Muslims and Christians were actually in a conflict here in the Philippines. And the biggest Muslim town in Philippines is called Morawi. And what happened was ISIS got involved, like really militant extremists came and overtook Morawi. And, you know, a lot of religious killings happened over here and a lot of destruction happened over here. So we're centering a story around that right now. And that's what we're shooting.
Are you starring in this one as well?
Yes, I co-wrote it, and I'm co-directing it, and I'm acting in it too.
Wow. Nice. And are you giving yourself 19 days on this one?
You're close, Human. It's 20, but we're gonna. I gave myself like two more buffer days, and I talked to my line producers. I was like, "Man, we really gotta stretch this scheduling out a little bit more." But it's because, you know, here in the Philippines, you know, with the lockdowns and everything happening, we're trying to film as much as we can before, you know, especially in these uncertain times, things could shut down again and then we have to hold the production down. So my line producer was like, I think it's best that we prepare as much as we can, film, and try to get the movie done and as best as possible, because who knows what might happen where we have to shut production down. You guys might have to go back to the States and get kicked out, you know. So we're taking advantage of our time.
How many days of shooting have you guys done so far?
We're still... We're in pre-prod still.
Oh, you are. Okay. When are you going to start shooting?
The 29th of January.
Oh, wow. And then the clock starts ticking. 20 days.
Yeah. Actually, Human, man, we were actually supposed to shoot this movie 2019, man. But because of we were prepared to come out here and everything. But then, of course, the pandemic hit. So we put this off for a year. And then we wanted to shoot last year around September, and then they had the new variant, Delta variant, came out, so they closed that down again, and now we found another opening here again, even with the new variant, but I think we're going to be able to do it this time. So yeah, the clock's going to start kicking, man.
And what's the budget for this film?
I need to get, man, if I knew I was going to ask that, I would have got my line producer on here, but no, I don't know. I really don't. You want me to dodge, then I dodge that again.
Of course. You're amazing. His name is Anthony Diaz. His film is Way of the Cross. It's available on Fandor now. Anthony, all of us at Fandor wish you nothing but the best on The Visitor. And thank you once again for giving us your film for our incredible platform.
Oh, thank you guys, man. Thank you, Human and Brent, for, you know, this wonderful interview and meeting, connecting with you guys. Oh, yeah, really nice.
All right, my man. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you after this film's done.
Right. Yeah. Do this again. I'll see you in Vegas, bro.
Oh, all right, man. Take care, guys.
All right, brother. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. Sign up online or in the app for a free 1-week trial. Playing now on Fandor is Wake in Fright, a psychological thriller. It follows a young school teacher who descends into personal moral degradation after finding himself stranded in a brutal, menacing town in outback Australia. That's FANDOR. Fandor, the home for cinephiles.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.